If my baby. Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Wu.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
Let's do it all day long.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
season. A life is born. We are creatures of love. We are creatures of love. Down.
toque essa guitarra.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left
my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, it paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a big had caught my eye, a mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed, we got gas, and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would've been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it, pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there, put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know, my wallet I forget.
Yo, it was a brown wallet, had props numbers, had my Jimmy hats, I gotta get it, man.
Lord have mercy, the heat got hotter, Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter, car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Sha. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheen, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
chances to us and throw them away. Tell me what kind of monster have I been today? But you smile and call me tough guy to the opposite effect. It's a flower in a gun and the tough guys are wrecked. Without a stone, and my heart is a hollow with a space for your own, or whatever you wanna do with it. And I'm blaming all beauty upon you, from the birds at my feet to the breakdancing boys and their boomboxes.
To the horn on the the pole at the bus steeple, and in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And now are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away, and the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of there's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence.
Good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Hey, no, on where it calls.
Walking outside labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass. Cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. Saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority. Sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. Step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at it before when you guys are still in town. I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such a come down.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone.